Guitarist Ian O'Sullivan brings a unique combination of skills to his music. As an accomplished classical guitarist who was the first guitarist from Hawaii to be accepted to Yale University's School of Music, with a thorough grounding in the slack key styles of his ancestors and a background as a self-taught player of reggae and garage band rock and roll. They're all in the ingredients of his musical personality, and he's with us in our studio to tell us how those all fit together.
Aloha.
You,
good to be
you
here.
Were self-taught before you were taught, is that right?
Oh yeah, I think many you know, Hawaii musicians, you know, just you start out because you get drawn to the instrument, you know.
Yeah.
I saw my dad when I was a wee, you know, 4 or 5 years old, I think, play a couple songs, Maui Chimes, and I thought I have to do that.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, I only knew how to play those couple songs. I learned by ear basically from watching and yeah, and picking up. Just for my own desire to play, and eventually I did get to surround myself by a lot of really good teachers, and yeah.
That happens a lot more with guitar, just because it's an instrument you might bring to a party or play in the backyard, or you know, it's frequently heard in informal settings. Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah. In Mokulaia, you know, where I grew up, we didn't really have an ala moana down the street or anything where I could hear music.
Mm-hmm.
So even just hearing a live music performance was quite a rarity. I didn't have a lot of family that played music around me. I do have a lot of family that plays, but mm-hmm. we were sort of secluded out in the country there. So, you know, I was lucky if I did get to hear a live performance, and I was always, you know, really enamored. And I think it was partly that sort of rural, you know, growing up and being starved for taught, you know, a formal music education that, mm-hmm. that when I did finally make it to the university, I just, you know, ate as much as I could. So
in part, you have to be hungry for it when
oh,
you
yeah.
get exposed to that kind of education.
Definitely,
as well.
Yeah.
As a, you know, when people say classical guitarist, they think automatically that you're playing, you know, classical guitar repertoire.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, it's a different kind of guitar. It's a different technique.
Right. Yeah. I think of classical guitar more as an approach.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at classical music, just in general, I mean, it's a 600-year tradition of music, you
yeah.
know, that spans many countries and styles. It's not confined to a groove. It's not confined to any certain grouping of notes. You know,
mm-hmm.
really classical music can do anything and everything and combine every style. And so that's sort of my, you know, my current relationship with classical guitar is more of a creator and arranger. Rather than playing the standard war horses,
yeah.
you know, like Segovia's repertoire and things like that. So,
well, you know, Segovia brought a repertoire to the wider world that got locked in place for a few generations of
yeah.
classical guitarists to follow.
Yep, yep.
But it for a while, anyway, it wasn't seen as a vehicle to play anything you want.
Right, yeah, you had to, well, that was, I think, partially the guitar trying to earn its place in the classical music world.
Right.
And so if you were a classical guitarist and you went out and played, you know, Jimi Hendrix or something like that, you know, that you might get some funny looks,
yeah.
which is actually why I studied with Benjamin Verdery at Yale University, because he does play Jimi Hendrix on the
mm-hmm.
classical guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's great, you know, and it's the way he interacts with the instrument, the way he thinks about melody and rhythm and you know, just sort of having classical musician sensibilities.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what he brings to the music. So classical guitar, you know, people usually think of old music, but it can really be, you know, in the right hands, anything you like.
Well, I remember when somebody played me a recording, I think it was the Kronos Quartet playing
mm-hmm.
Purple Haze.
Oh, wow, yeah, yeah.
And I realized, you know, a tune is a tune, and if you can make it work for any kind of instrumentation, if it's got value, it's going to be expressed that way.
Right, right. Yeah, nothing like a good melody, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, also, I really think that in the world of music in the last few decades especially, an awful lot of barriers have gone down.
Right.
Because Segovia yeah. was an enormously conservative
right
artist.
Right, right.
This is right this is not right.
And
you know, for all his genius, a bit dogmatic about
right.
what you could and could not do.
Right. Right. And there's that whole conversation. I mean, and in, you know, Segovia did many, many good things.
Yeah.
But he was such a dictator in a way about the way that the guitar should be played, and you know, down to using his exact fingerings, even for Bach. And it's like, well, Bach didn't even write for the guitar, so how could you say that that's the way to play it? You know?
Right.
And so, but this is the nice thing also about being a generation away from Segovia, you know, because I don't know if I would have had the same cultural acceptance in the guitar world being a creator during that time, during his reign.
You know?
It had to be Spanish repertoire from a respected orchestral classical composer.
Villa-Lobos.
Whoever, you know, Tedesco or Toroba, Torina, you know, all these composers that he commissioned were fabulous and well-established, and that's part of that was kind of his mission, you know, and he was very successful. And thanks to that mission, we can, I think now we have, I have a friend in Puerto Rico, Ermelindo Ruiz, who's arranging wonderful traditional Puerto Rican music, you know, classical piano music, transferring it over to the guitar. And I have another friend, Maya Radovanliha, Serbian woman, who just came out and played at the Guitar Series, and she's arranging Balkan music for classical guitar. And so there is sort of this new generation of creating new repertoire, but reflective of place.
And then you get into the whole thing of transcending limitations of the instrument when you get into things like Balkan music with very, very wide intervals, different rhythms, very different rhythms. And you have to sort of break out of your patterns to get into that kind.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And the art of arranging for the guitar is it's quite challenging, you know, because it is a very limited instrument in ways, just like the ukulele, you know.
Sure.
And so to make you know, something like My Guitar Gently Weeps, like Jake does on the ukulele, is quite a feat. You know, to make it effective, and same thing for the guitar. You know, we have. We even have arrangements of, what is it? Pictures of Exhibition, Mussorgsky. You know, that's been done on the guitar, and that's, I would never do that. That's insane. But
it took a lot of work.
Yeah, and it is possible. And so I think that, you know, the guitar is, you know, one of the most versatile and colorful, you know, orchestra in a box.
Well, we'll get a chance to hear some of the colors that you can paint in the next half of the show. Thanks, Ian.
Great, thanks.
Ian O'Sullivan's most recent CD is Songs of the North Shore, and he'll be back in the second half of our show to perform live.